Well, it's a short week this week. We get a lot of economic data coming out. And, you know, all the stuff we usually get at the end of the month, job numbers and such, that's all coming out on Thursday. Friday is officially the holiday. So Friday we get non-farm payrolls, unemployment numbers, factory orders, average hourly earnings. We're also getting on Wednesday motor vehicle sales. I'm a little bit more interested in that than normally. And, of course, we get the ADP private sector job numbers. We're also getting some manufacturing numbers as well as construction spending. But construction spending number is a month of May. But it will be interesting to see. One would have to think that May number should tick into positive territory. I hope so. Even if it does, depending on what is happening with the spread in some key construction areas like Texas and Florida and Arizona, it'll be interesting to see if we start to see construction spending drop off in the month of June, which would be extremely unusual, obviously, because of the month of June. I don't think it will, because there is a shortage right now in new construction, and I think builders are trying to move as quickly as we possibly can, as long as they're able to work in those very key states. So that's going to be an issue. So I'm going to be watching the economic data, obviously, this week. We shouldn't be too awfully concerned about getting new money to work. I've suggested that on my commentary section here right above this. This is not a week to be putting new money to work. Let's wait and see. We've got too much going on. It's a holiday week. We have all kinds of data coming out about the spread of corona. And if I'm not mistaken, if the spread continues, then we are likely to see a third spread in the fall, right? Or winter. I have been hearing things like the more it spreads, the weaker it gets, and maybe that's a good thing. Possibly. But nonetheless, we'll have to wait and see. I wouldn't be putting new money to work. I don't think anybody is. Folks, I want to thank you. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend, and I appreciate what you are doing. We are trying to be more attentive than ever to our partnership here with you and what you are doing for us. So I ask you to pray once again. Do I ever not ask? I know it's terrible. I ask you to pray for the ministry. Continue to hold us up in prayer. We thank you for that. Things are looking good as we move forward. I'm not concerned about this year. I know we are headed into two of our worst months of the year. Not our worst months, two of the worst months of the year for every ministry. That's why they close their year June 30th, unlike us who are doing it September 30th. That's our year end. So we've got to close coming on the heels of two and a half of the worst months. But that's okay. We're going to be fine from an accounting perspective. And we're grateful to God for that. So continue to pray for us. We thank you for what you give us. And we just pray for a great week this week. Let's hope the market settle down. And let's hope we can continue to get strong guidance, which I'm sure we will, out of the White House and the government. I can't express to you, and there's no way I'm going to be able to express to you enough in the upcoming months how important this election is. And I hope that you hold this administration up in prayer, that you are praying for these elections. But one thing we know for certain, that the last election was a miracle. We do know that God has this president in office. It's not by man, it was by God. The question is it his will to keep him there? We will find out. We hope so, because we continue to want to fight for this nation. But as I said a few weeks ago, all this protesting and all this anarchy that is going on, they will be coming after the flag. And once they successfully have come after the flag, they will come after the cross, then the church and the synagogues and all the houses of worship. And that will be about as close to the end as we are going to see before the tribulation. All right. Hope you have a great day. I thank you all for being a part of this ministry and us. I pray God's blessing on all of you, as I do every morning. And I pray that we can have a relaxing week and hopefully get some downtime. Have a great week. God bless.